Kissing oak. How powerful is a kiss? Powerful enough to give a tree a name. It was Senator Sam Houston's spontaneous decision to kiss a number of women on Friday, July 24, 1857, that forever connected him to this tree in San Marcos. The day was a typical one for Houston, who was busy campaigning for governor of Texas. This stop before another large, attentive crowd would be one of more than 40 he would make that year, as he covered 1,500 buggy miles. His speeches were famous for their grandeur and length. His oration in San Marcos reportedly ran 4 hours long. Despite winning the popular vote in Hays County, Houston was ultimately defeated by Hardin R. Runnels. Houston's reputation preceded him wherever he traveled. When word arrived he would be campaigning in San Marcos, settlers from far and wide came to see him in person. Many preparations were made for his visit. Some brought picnic baskets, and a number of young women joined forces to create a Texas state flag as a special gift for the respected statesman. They presented the homemade flag to Houston just prior to his speech, which he delivered under a large oak tree. When he finished, he made a point of kissing the women as a thank you gesture. It was a memorable day for all in attendance, and it gave a tree its name. But which tree is it? When residents learned in early 2012 that a large bur oak on the site would be removed due to internal decay, some balked. But what if that tree is the real kissing oak? Concerns over the tree's health arose a year prior, and its possible removal led to hard questions about the true identity of Sam Houston's kissing oak. Texas A&M Forest Service foresters calculated the age of the remaining trees on the site, now owned by Texas State University, and concluded that both the largest live oak and the bur oak were likely present at Houston's appearance. The critically decayed bur oak was subsequently removed. This situation highlights the fluid nature of so-called historic trees. Over time, their stories, and even the trees themselves, may be reinterpreted, reinvented. At one point, the kissing oak was mentioned as the Kissing Oaks, a reference to the grove of trees on the banks of the San Marcos River, where citizens gathered to hear Houston's address. Today, that grove has been reduced to just 2 live oaks near the river house, so determining conclusively which of the trees is the true kissing oak may never be possible. But to recall Houston's own words after his electoral defeat, "The fuss is over, and the sun yet shines." The tree is adjacent to the Riverhouse parking lot on the Texas State University campus.